Ever thought about starting a business, but felt like it's too late? You know, like it's a young person's game. Well, not so fast. We're diving into a really cool area this time: senior entrepreneurs, people launching businesses later in life, you know, often after a career in like healthcare.
Right, it's a growing trend, and it makes sense when you think about it. I mean, decades of experience behind you. You've seen it all, really. You know, the industry inside and out, and you have a network built over years. That's a powerful foundation for anything, really.
So let's unpack that experience advantage.
Sure.
We've got some great insights from the Senior Entrepreneur Series podcast.
Okay.
They highlight how senior entrepreneurs tend to be more strategic.
Right.
They don't just jump into things.
Right.
They've learned to analyze opportunities really well,
Yeah.
anticipate challenges, and make decisions based on years of wisdom.
It's not just about having been around the block, though. Carl Schramm, who wrote Burn the Business Plan, he makes a fascinating point about how experience can actually lead to more innovative thinking.
Interesting.
He argues that sometimes it's that gut feeling, you know, that instinct honed over years that leads to truly groundbreaking ideas.
So ditch the rigid business plan and trust your gut. I like the
Yeah.
sound of that. But
Yeah.
what about the other side of the coin? I mean, a lot of people in healthcare, especially those nearing retirement, might be feeling burnt out, you know, from demanding careers. And let's face it, financial anxieties are real.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're thinking about starting something new later in life.
Those are valid concerns for sure. But think of retirement not as an end, but as a beginning, a chance to write your own second act. Entrepreneurship can provide that financial security you might be looking for, but it can also give you the flexibility to work on your own terms. No more overnight shifts, no more on-call weekends.
You're hitting on something really important here, this idea of a second act. For a lot of healthcare professionals, their career has been such a huge part of their identity. It can feel daunting to let go of that,
I can imagine.
even if it's by choice.
Yeah. What's interesting is that this second act isn't about abandoning your passion for healthcare. It's about channeling it in a new direction, maybe one that aligns more closely with your current lifestyle and goals, you know? Finding that sweet spot where your experience, your skills, and your desire to make a difference all come together.
And to illustrate this, the Senior Entrepreneur Series podcast, they share this great story about a nurse
Oh, yeah.
who took her passion for health and wellness
Okay.
and turned it into a successful online platform for retirees.
That's great.
She saw a need, she had the experience, and built a business on her own terms.
And that's what's so inspiring about these stories. It's not just about the business, it's about the impact. Taking those years of experience and using them to create something meaningful, something that makes a difference.
You know what else is a big motivator for a lot of people at this stage? Freedom and flexibility.
Oh, for sure.
After years of demanding schedules and long hours,
Yeah.
the idea of being your own boss, setting your own pace,
Yeah.
can be incredibly appealing.
Absolutely. And that's where the entrepreneurial landscape really opens up. We're not just talking about brick and mortar businesses. Think about the possibilities: online health and wellness coaching, online courses, telehealth services. You can reach a global audience from home.
And speaking of reaching audiences, let's see what the Senior Entrepreneur Series says about specific avenues for success.
Okay.
They highlight the power of internet marketing in the health and wellness space.
Yeah.
And they even talk about becoming a mentor,
Interesting.
sharing your expertise with younger generations.
There's something really powerful about mentorship, giving back, sharing those lessons, and helping shape the future of your field. And let's be honest, who wouldn't want to tap into the wisdom of someone who's been there, done that?
Okay, so we've explored the
Yeah.
advantages, we've touched on the challenges, and we've seen the exciting possibilities. What does this all mean for you, the listener?
Right.
What if you're thinking, this sounds amazing,
Yeah.
but where do I even begin?
That's a great question. And the Senior Entrepreneur Series doesn't shy away from the practicalities. They emphasize the importance of identifying your strengths and passions. What are you naturally good at? What gets you excited? Once you have a clearer picture of that, then you can start exploring.
And how do they recommend going about that exploration?
They suggest attending workshops, connecting with other entrepreneurs, and of course, listening to podcasts like this one. The key is to immerse yourself in the world of entrepreneurship, to learn from others who've paved the way, and to start building your own network of support.
So it's about taking that initial spark of interest
Yeah.
and fanning it into a flame.
Exactly. It's about taking action even if those first steps feel small. Remember, you don't need all the answers right away. It's a journey of discovery, and every step you take brings you closer to that fulfilling second act you've been dreaming of.
And speaking of journeys, this whole deep dive wouldn't be complete without talking about the personal fulfillment piece.
Right.
It's not just about building a business.
Yeah.
It's about building a life that's meaningful and, you know, aligns with your values.
Yeah.
Especially after a career in healthcare.
Absolutely. For a lot of people in healthcare, that sense of purpose is all about helping others.
Mm.
And entrepreneurship can be an extension of that. It's about finding new ways to make a difference, to contribute your skills to something bigger.
This has been so inspiring.
Good.
It's got me thinking about all the potential out there.
Yeah.
You know, experienced healthcare professionals ready to take the leap to create innovative solutions and make a real impact.
And it's happening all around us.
Yeah.
The resources and support for senior entrepreneurs are growing. There's never been a better time to embrace this second act.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of senior entrepreneurs,
right,
let me ask you this, listener. What would you love to achieve in this next chapter? What's that dream project you've always tucked away in the back of your mind?
Don't let age be a barrier. Don't let anything hold you back. Your experience is valuable. Your insights are unique. There's no age limit on starting something new, something fulfilling, something that really lights you up.
And we'll be sure to include links in the show notes to some of those amazing resources and organizations that are specifically for senior entrepreneurs.
This deep dive has been about sparking your imagination, planting that seed of possibility. Your second act can be even more rewarding than the first. It's a chance to redefine success on your own terms, to make a real impact, and to live a life that's purposeful and fulfilling.
So take that first step. Explore your options. Connect with others. And most importantly, believe in yourself. Believe in the incredible value you bring. Your second act is waiting.